Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Grace with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, Southeast Queensland have seen higher sales in rainwater tanks as dry and hot summer approaches. Omo Bay's Talis tanks experienced 40% growth in sales of the in-ground rainwater tanks, and Kingsman tanks in Tayata also had an increased sales. 90,000 rainwater tanks were added aid the droughts between 2005 and 2008 with the rebates from the Queensland government, but the Brisbane City Council said the decision to impose rebates will now be decided by skilled waters and the state government, and the two don't have any plans to reintroduce rebates.
In more local news, Chinese home buyers in Brisbane are expected to jump by 30% by the end of this year, as new research finds Sino buyers not responsible for the surge of property prices. In a paper by the Housing Studies Journal, interstate migration was seen to have a bigger impact on prices compared to international migration. Prior to the pandemic, offshore investment buyers accounted for a larger share of Chinese purchases. However, now, most Chinese buyers purchase homes for their own use as they intend to migrate to Australia. This means they are less likely to purchase small inner-city apartments. As such, their investment in high-end Brisbane real estate is expected to climb significantly compared to 2022.
In national news, Australian high school students are experiencing a lack of sleep and more stress with the Year 12 final exams coming in weeks. Research shows stress is affecting the sleep and well-being of the Year 12 students, and the situation is worsening. While doctors said Year 12 students need 9 hours sleep a night, same as their Year 7 counterparts. Students Prisha and Aranfidran said she's been using caffeine for late-night study sessions, which affects her rest pattern and productivity.
In more national news, 9 new policies have been adopted through the Albanese government's employment white paper. Announced on Monday, the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, said the white paper aims to provide a roadmap for Australia to build a bigger, better trained and more productive workforce to boost national incomes and living standards. Some of the key changes include the permanency of work bonuses for pensioners and eligible veterans, increased support for welfare recipients, increased take-up of apprenticeships, a shake-up of Workforce Australia's job service model, as well as the formulation of National Skills Passport.
In international news, study predicts Earth will form a supercontinent in 250 million years, causing extinction of humans and other mammals. The major reason behind would be the heat stress due to greater volcanic activity that would produce twice as much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere as current levels, with an older sun that causes more radiation. On the supercontinent Pangaea Ultima, the temperature extremes are expected to rise 30 degrees and 15 degrees globally above pre-industrial level.
For your weather today, it is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZ.org.au.